your body says, come and take me.
Got me needed, baby girl.
Got me begging, got me hoping that the night don't stop.
They say that you don't know where you're going unless you know where you're coming from. But the question is, how? How do we find out where we're coming from? Today's guest allows us to deep dive. She has produced a product that is going to educate our community and teach us real Canadian Black history. Next on the Empower Hour.
This is deep.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We bring empower to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Blessed melanated rising, my people. I am so grateful. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here this morning. And I ask that this awesome show today, let it be uplifting. Let it be entertaining. Let it be educational. Most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners. And I'm sending out that spirit of love, that spirit of light, that spirit of unity, strength. Oh, okay, yes, and fun. That's been a fun. Yeah, that's my co-host. You guys are gonna be hearing her this morning. And I'm just intending that everybody have an awesome and exceptional day to this morning. Hotep, amen, and Ashe.
Ashe.
Woo! I'm happy to have you guys this morning. So as you guys know, this is the Empower Hour. Thank you for joining us. So, Queens, how was your week? Gina the Great, talk to us.
You know what? This week was a health check week. I'm not even going to lie. I hit 37. I was going to say this year, but now I'm closer to 38. And I realized that the going to see my doctor once every 3 years, probably not ideal anymore. So I went to the ORL to check, you know, the whole nose, throat, nose, ears, and throat doctor. Because, you know, I'd be snoring a little bit more. So you want, yeah, thanks. I wanted to check that out, make sure I don't have sleep apnea, mind you. And he did say that I might have it. Like, if I do, it might be, like, very mild, you know, like early stages, kind of, not early stages, but it might be mild, but I got to do the test. But first, I'm sending that stuff to the insurance, because that test be costing dollars, not cents.
But so, wait, and the sleep apnea, is that where you possibly have to have like one of those things that you sleep with on your face that's just like
CPAP machine,
not sexy at all?
Yeah, CPAP, which luckily they've built some really quiet CPAPs because mans aren't trying to sound like Darth Vader in these streets.
First of all, how you gonna have a boyfriend spend the night and you got a damn CPAP on?
You gotta love me for me, Kaya.
You laying in the bed looking like Michael Jackson in the oxygen chamber.
Okay, but if I'm well rested, we have better mornings.
And just don't sleep around them, baby. Don't sleep.
Don't worry about it. I pay my own mortgage.
I appreciate Kaya for that, because I was thinking it. I was like, I'm not going to say it because Gina's going to shit on me. But you see, Kaya saying it, it's okay now. Because that's what I was thinking.
I'm like, man, bro. If I see Gina in that, I'm going to say, E.T., phone home.
Okay.
Don't do it, Gina.
Okay. You can do that. And me and my man will be very happy in my bed. Very happy. I went to see an optometrist, check the health of my eyes, because that was another thing. I did LASIK when I was like 22, 23. So I was just like, I never need to see an optometrist again. Gina, it's about the health of your eyes, just not if you can see. So did that. Went to see my doctor. I don't know, guys. I don't know what happened. I mean, we have the system for a reason. Yeah, they say it's free healthcare, but the amount of taxes we pay for this healthcare. So go get your health up. Like right now, health is wealth. And so I'm banking. That's my week.
Amen, sister. Mm-hmm.
How was your week, Kaya?
Mm-hmm. I've been sick all week. I have not eaten in 4 days. Today will be
what?
You don't even know. My entire family, actually,
Yeah, I didn't get to tell you guys this, but after we went to see the movie, we all got sick.
Damn.
And I got sick last. I'm like, no, I'm fine. Everybody, I'm sorry you guys got sick, but I'm fine. Everything's fine with me. The next day, slapped me down to the ground. But I don't know what this is, and I'm not going to find out, because you know what? Somebody gave it to me, and you know what? These are the casualties of war. This is what it is. Mm-hmm. So I'm home, I'm sick. I haven't gone out to infect anybody or anything like that. But yes, I am sick and I am tired of being sick. I have great plans.
Oh, wait, so hold on, wait, sorry. So are you taking black seed oil? Are you chewing ginger, eating garlic, sucking a lemon?
Let me tell you what happened to me. So I made some ginger tea, ginger and lime tea. Careful of these different things, because depending on what type of medications you've been taking, ginger and lime could cause you a little bit of issues. Big issues.
Ginger increases your blood pressure.
I have been taking some Advil for cold and sinus, and I'm literally taking about 6 or 7 of them a day to try.
Damn, Kaya.
Look at me. Like a baked biscuit. Look, my whole face is burned from blowing my nose. This is real right now. So I made a cup of lime and ginger tea, and I took a sip of it, and my heart seized. So I felt like I was having an angina attack, and what I know to be angina, because my grandmother had started to suffer from this at one point in time in her life. But as I took the sip of the ginger and lime tea, my heart seized. I was like, oh no. So that cup sat there, and I haven't even had, like, literally I've had sips of water, but only sips of water. I am not feeling good. But I'll tell you one thing. My ankles are so scared. If I could show y'all my ankles right now, I have ankles all summer. And if I knew that I just didn't need to eat for 5 days for my ankles to get back right and I could put on my sexy shoes again, I'd have been starved myself for 5 days. My ankles look good. My feet look nice. I'm going on. Listen, you don't even understand what's about to happen right now.
Yeah. Yo, I just call it a fast then. If that's the case, then you're on a fast. And they say it's good for the system. You know what I mean? It's like I remember my boy Nate went on like a 30-day fast. So this guy withered away. Like he was a solid dude, like football linebacker, and he went on a 30-day water fast. And this guy became like me, like, or I was like, Nate, are you all right? He's like, yo, bro, I've never felt better. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So a healthy fast every once in a while is good for the soul, good for the body.
Yeah, it helps your cells regenerate without you putting anything in it to where it has to put it. So,
yes. I think I remember telling you this when I first got COVID the first time. In my first 8 days, I wasn't able to eat. In my first 8 days, I lost 20 pounds. I was slim. That was crazy. And the way that it ate at the fat, I'm like, I need COVID 2 more times back.
Oh my God. I'm just saying,
you know, when I go to Dominican Republic, when I first get there, I drink me 2 big cups of the tap water and I lay in bed and wait for the magic to happen, because all my outfits is already too small. But by day 3, I could fit all my outfits and my bathing suit. So don't judge me. That was my week.
That's why we love you. So you guys heard her chime in just now. We are so happy and excited to have the one and only Tammy T as a part of our round table this morning, Grand Rising Queen.
Grand Rising, yes, I'm here. I'm so excited and happy.
Oh, you look good. Look, Tammy.
No, you looking good too, girl. I like that. I like it with the bonnet. Listen, it's a vibe.
Tam look good for everybody. Don't worry, y'all.
I'm trying, girl. So my week was good. Winter's here. So I just spent like winter suits, the snow boots, because I'm like you, Farrell. I live up north. So it's like, I can't buy something at Walmart for the kids. That's not warm enough. So with the North Face, the Columbia, I just spent like $1,000, 3 kids. I'm just like... Listen. Cost of life is too expensive.
That's what we pay for being out here, being up north.
It's a lot, and it's not gonna fit them next year, you know. So, anyways, I'm mad at that. But if not, it's good. My temple's up, so I'm blessed, you know.
Talk about it.
That's it. That's my week.
Yo, so I was blessed. And so basically, and actually it's funny because I feel like I could touch on everybody's segment and it wraps into mine. And it's this is what I mean in terms of us being spiritual beings, that our lives intertwine. But mind you, one thing, when Gina was talking about that specialist, I'm gonna share something that's kind of gross with you guys. I'm not sure if I ever told you guys this, but for the last at least 15 years, I have this situation where hairs from my nose become dislodged and get caught up in my throat.
Oh.
And it is the worst thing ever. Like, I don't know why. Sometimes I ask the universe, like, I'm like, why? How come me? Like, what did I do to deserve this? Because it's like, it's such a, first of all, it's the worst. Like, I'll be in a meeting talking to a person and it starts happening and it hurts because you feel like a sharp digging. And I'm like suddenly trying to get it out without being aware. So I'm like,
So just so you know, the ORL is covered under the RAMQ. It's free to go see them. Go see them.
Yo, thank you. You see? Guys, I will have updates for you guys because I was like, yo, maybe I should go see one of those because it's been a thing for a long, long time. So I'm gonna do it because it is something. So anyways, so just to say, I have not been sick though. I've been I'm here with my co-host Nzinga, who has been kind of sick. Nzinga, how you feeling, girl? You feel better? Yeah. So I've been, and Zinga and I audit the retreat. She's been nursing a little cold, but she's doing better now. You can say what's up to everybody. Say hi.
Hi.
Good. She sounds great, right? Yeah, because her dad's been giving her that black seed oil.
Oh.
Two times a day. She got black seed oil, some colonic silver. We go hard here. I give her the vitamin C two times a day. So I'm the perfect image of health. I never get sick. So that's why I always tell people, if you're sick, just come check me. Don't worry about it. Because I'm like, my body doesn't really retain sick. So it's just, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? So I can help everybody heal. So that's, I've been here nursing in Nzinga. She's great to have here at the retreat. We've been doing her lessons and stuff all week, going outside. And to Tammy's point as well, we've been in the snow. Like, yeah, guys, it's like where people in Montreal, you guys, I don't even know what you guys are at in terms of snow. Like you guys are at an inch now? Like, you guys have an inch of snow yet? Like, do you guys get there?
Is.
Yeah, you guys got real snow.
I mean, it's like snowed, but I mean it's kind of gone now. I mean, there's local flurries, local reaction.
Oh man, you see, that's what I mean. Yo, we're like, I'm easily 6 inches deep. I'm easily six. I'm easily six. Easily.
Here, covers my boots. Like, I'm still doing it.
Exactly. Ain't no joke, yo. And Zinga lies down in the snow and makes a snow angel. She's gone. She's like, yo, she's climbing mountains. The snow plow had to come and get me out of my driveway. Like, this is where we're at.
Like, it sounds like the Caucasus Mountains. Y'all better be careful for y'all out there.
Call me young Montreal. I'm a city girl. I don't have to deal,
guys,
with 6 inches.
No, I need, what tribe am I part of? The Baku tribe? What on Wakanda forever. I'm in those mountains, guys. I need to change my social media name. I'm not T'Challa. I'm the guy in the mountains who just lives here. Baku? Yeah. I need to.
Mbaku, because Mbaku is my husband. I got to tell you that right now. You can't be Mbaku.
Okay.
Okay.
It's understandable. All right. It's totally understandable.
Hey, you got a lot of husbands. You got a lot of rules.
That's what I was supposed to talk about last week, and we didn't get to talk about. Wait till we get to my segment.
Guys, this is what it is. So yeah, so I've had an awesome week of just really in my mind, I kind of feel like I'm preparing for war when the season hits. So like, I shoveled for like 3 hours the other day creating paths, because you gotta set the paths early. If not, you're screwed. So I created the path to the greenhouse, to the tiny house. I even created paths for my dogs to be able to get out to the woods to go do what they got to do. Like, I shoveled all around the tempo. I got a double tempo, double wide, crazy tempo out here. But I feel like I'm ready now. So with that, guys, I'm excited for this show. I'm excited for today. You guys stay tuned, stay locked in. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back, my beautiful people.
That's right. This is DJ Bobby Payne. Grand Rising to all my kings and queens. Starting off just like this. Now the morning time. Standing, moving, hallelujah.
pressures of a life and it tough. No stay down, mama, time pick it up. No bother with the down, full style, strictly up, full vibes. Now pick it up when the bills, them, the rent and the mortgage due. Yeah. When me chalice, when your best friends are gone and it's only you. Yeah. Light up a split, turn up the music. That brings everything together. So make we sing together. And who said life no order? And every man got this struggle. I beg you, help me, Lord. And let me overcome my troubles. Skanking sweet, yeah. Everybody wanna feel like free. Forget your troubles and the rock it free. You know, feel a reggae music sweet.
Some reggae. I call her on the phone, tell her I'm coming up, so get ready. Yeah. I got some weed and a bottle of booze. All I wanna do is smoke, drink, and love my girl to some reggae. Yeah. It's been a long day, me no speak G connection from California. When me reach, me touch down, you know it hot like a sauna. And the taxi type, I want to talk me like me don't know about choir. So when me reach me, all that me girl can say is what takes a long, yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I can only live my life one way.
Car no rubber duck for you. Them pull up too fast, car them can't last making love to you. Baby, I pay rubber duck for you. Yeah. Rubber duck for you. Baby, I pay rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you. Some boy can't wallpaper scrub, car them can't make love to you. Some boy don't play one drop car, no rubber duck for you. Baby, I play rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you.
This is DJ Bobby.
Baby, I play rubber duck for you. Rubber duck for you. And even though the real rubber duck still sounds so sweet, they're not talking about it. And even when the competition claims that them can compete, yeah, but I doubt it. Mm-hmm. We got shoes, we got doves, and I've got you, we've got love. You've got me, we've got us. Ain't no need to
turn it up.
Some boy can't play lovers rock or no rubber duck for you. Them pull up too fast, cause them can't last making love to you. Baby, I play rubber duck for you.
Better on my own.
people. Are you ready to get entangled, enlightened, empowered with the Empower Hour?
Do you want to be loved? Do you want to be touched like you never been? If I gave you my heart, would you pull it apart and make a runway? I don't want to play. Hey, hey.
Parlay with the people. And we are back. Oh, my goodness, guys. So like we had mentioned at the top of the show, we have a special one today. We have the one and only Dr. Dorothy Williams with us. Can I get a round of applause, please? Woo. It's awesome having her here in studio.
Wait, I'm doing an extra long applause because thanks to Dr. Williams, I get a lot of my black facts.
Yep.
So
exactly. Oh my goodness, guys. So you guys know every week we drop the black facts. And they are thanks to Black Biblio. So Dr. Williams, before we start talking about the products and different things like that, why we're here, we'd like to allow our guests just an opportunity just to introduce themselves a little bit behind the scenes, so just, you know, give an opportunity to the community to get to know who is Dr. Williams.
Okay, so you want to know who I am?
Yes.
Yeah, what makes this engine run, right?
Exactly. Why you do what you do, what is the juge, and how you started, like, you know, some outside of the business before you became Dr. Dorothy Williams. Like, who are you?
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's a good chunk of my life there. Mm-hmm. I mean, like a lot of listeners out there, I'm sure you know, it is not an overnight success for anybody. Right? Mm-hmm. And so I've been on this journey for decades. Giving you my age now.
Like two or three, I could tell.
It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. It's been a long journey. And I have to say that my interest in history in general dates all the way back to grade 4.
Wow.
Yeah. I fell in love with history at that time. And it just kind of became part of me. Mm-hmm. And my first love was family history, mm-hmm. and listening to all of my mother's friends and my aunts and my grandparents talking about what they had experienced in Montreal in the 30s and the 20s and telling all the stories. I love that. So it just kind of, it made history come alive for me. Mm. It was never just about the textbooks, mm-hmm. you know? And then I got into the Negro Community Centers. Mm-hmm. The teens that were there, mm-hmm. they had classes on Black kings and queens and about Black power and the Black liberation movement that was going on. Right. And I just sopped that up. I mean, mm-hmm. I just, you know... And then, of course, it came at about the same time, because I was going to Montreal High downtown. Mm-hmm. And that really was a huge feeder school for a lot of schools.
Yep. Yeah.
So when I first started, it was somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 kids going there. It was massive. Yes,
yeah.
And the very first Black high school club that was set up in Montreal was set up in the Montreal High on University Street.
Wow.
And what do we do after school, right? We get together, and again, we're talking about African glory. We're talking about history. We're talking about what's going on in the States. We're talking about consciousness. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was like so revelatory for me. I was like, whoa, blown away. History was continuing. It was not something of the past. It was as it was developing. And a lot of my friends just went off on their way. I just, I sopped it up. When I got into university and had an opportunity to actually get into a formal history program to learn about what history really was all about, every single class, I again dove into Black history. Mm-hmm. I gave the teachers papers they'd never received before.
Amazing. Yes. They're like,
they say, oh, I never knew that. Here's an A+.
Because you're educating them now.
Yes. The student became the teacher.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really, I realized that, wow, they're just as miseducated as I was.
Yeah.
They didn't get this in school either.
Exactly.
They're ignorant.
Wow.
Yes.
You know? Wow. And but not in a negative ignorant way, exactly. But just ignorant of that information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because a long time ago, somebody decided that we could be erased from our own narrative in this country.
talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really what it was all about. It's like Black history didn't matter.
Right, yeah.
And I wanted to make sure Black history did matter.
Man, Dr. I have to say, so you're talking and I'm getting all kind of weird goosebumps because we talk about all the time the energy of the show and like things like I was just talking to Queen Kai about this just yesterday. We think we're in control, but we're like the puppets and there's something beyond us that's controlling. And as you mentioned Montreal High, my mind went back to my mom. Like, because, so there's a connection, a personal connection, where Dr. Williams knows my mom, Auntie Sharon, Mummy, Lauren. It goes full circle. What we're doing right now is weird, in a sense, because you're, like, they knew each other in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, when I mentioned Dr. Williams to my mom, she's like, oh, Dorothy's still in history? Like, so what Dorothy's saying is facts. Like, I can pull the card. Exactly when I told my mom about Dr. Williams, she said the same thing. She's like, yeah, she's in history. Like, she's been in history from as a child. So we're coming full circle. So now, and I think it's a great segue, because what you're doing right now, again, is like avant-garde. It's putting the highlight on Canadian Black history. And because of the fact that we have a tendency, it's just because of what has been more popularized or what we see more. We hear Malcolm X, we hear Martin Luther King, we have a tendency of just looking south of the border for Black history. Right. And or going straight across to Africa and, you know, like Mansa Musa and different and, you know, Shaka Zulu and different stories like that. But we do not put any emphasis, unfortunately, on the Canadian Black history. And that's what you're doing. So if we could just take just a moment now. I don't even want to say ask what your inspiration is, because it's very clear. We know what the inspiration is. It is the history. But in terms of just if we could talk a bit about the products and different things that you're offering to the community and the business that you started behind it, which is blackbiblio.com.
Well, I have to say that the product you're talking about, which is the ABCs of Canadian Black History Kit, that also had many antecedents before it was actually developed. And it comes out of my interest or rather the school's interest to have me come into the school and to talk about Black history, usually during Black History Month. So I was doing this for years, and I realized the things that I was saying in the classroom to the teachers, they were oblivious. They hadn't gone to school and learned all of that either. So I thought, you know what? We need to, even though I'm trying to educate the adults around me, we also need to start young. We need to start with our youth. But the teachers are an entity that also need to be educated. 100%. So in thinking about how the kit was going to develop, what I said was, it's now time for us to re-educate 100,000 teachers in Canada.
I love that. I love that. I love that. I love it. I love it. I like the target. I like the goal. Yes. It's attainable.
And there's a lot of, I think now, particularly since George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, another generation, maybe Gen Z, I'm not sure what it's called, but there is this movement, it's almost organic, where you're seeing Black youth not just aspiring to be lawyers and doctors and engineers, and realizing, wow, there's a wealth we need in our community, and that's our own self-knowledge. And education is also part of that, because all of Canada needs to know what we're going to find out, the gems of ourselves, right? And we don't keep that to ourselves. We need to share. And I tell everybody, what I'm teaching is not Black history. I'm teaching Canadian history you never knew about.
That part, because
think about that.
Gems. You're absolutely right.
And that's the tagline of our products, a journey into the discovery of Canadian history. And it's pretty clear, because if you spend all of your time just talking about Black history, and excuse me for the minute, but whites and Blacks tend to think of it as exotic or something on the side. And I say, hey, no, my story is a Canadian story. You just chose not to tell that story. And so the narrative is invisible. or silent.
Exactly.
My story isn't being told, but it was always there.
It was there for
so me. What I try to do in recreating the stories is do it in such a way that I'm always integrating the Canadian, what they would recognize as the Canadian parts. Mm. I talk about Canadian values. Mm-hmm. Black people were striving to do that,
yeah.
and to attain those. I talk about Canadian settlement. For many, many blacks, Canada was the heaven, the haven for their families. What they saw as the future,
yeah.
right? Didn't always, their community didn't always treat them like that, but that's how they saw it. And so I wrote that. Mm-hmm. And I want to, everything that I impart, that I bring to the fore, I'm telling people, look, rethink your Canada. Mm-hmm. Look at this. This is really what you're all about.
Yeah.
How can we go forward? Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty, I think, of the ABCs, the Canadian Black History Kit. It is every teacher gets that kit is going to be re-educated.
And I think also what I love about that is when you talk about Black history, we always go back to slavery. Mm-hmm. And every time they try to condense it in a month, and it's always about like how it was all slavery. We don't talk about like the pioneers that were not just slaves. The doctors, the engineers, and that the ABCs of Canadian history, mm-hmm. of Black Canadian history, speaks about that. So every time I get to choose one and speak about it, it's talking about a pioneer who happened to be Black. And that is the Canadian history. Mm-hmm. And not about the 1 month of it being Black history and, oh, we were slaves. And yes, that's still part of it. But that's why you're saying children are now aspiring to be doctors and stuff like that, as opposed to just hearing how their strength or our strength was stripped from our ancestors, you know, and so we have to build back up with that, and you have to hear about that.
What I'm excited for is that, because I find, and maybe Dr. Williams, you could give me your opinion on this too, but I find there's a willingness from the teachers to get the information because of the fact that, you mentioned it with the George Floyd. Like, I haven't connected with a teacher or a parent, you know, for that matter, and mentioned the ABCs. And where I've gotten a negative response, not one. Like right now, and I'm grateful for what we're doing right now because we're just creating more awareness. Because it could be somebody listening right now who's like, "Oh, I didn't even know that that was a possibility. I didn't know that we could do that." You know, like so, or that we had this tool or this product. You know, so but I find, and maybe you could let me know what your experience has been like. But I find that the teachers are willing. They want to get this type of information out.
I would agree with that, but for a lot of them, it's really how to do it, and the ministries of education are in control of what is supposed to be taught in the school.
Right.
So even though I'm trying to show them through the kit that they can talk about Black history, as you mentioned, throughout the year, it's not just relegated to February.
Right, yeah.
It's some, these stories that we're talking about are stories you can share and integrate into your course throughout the year.
Yeah.
When you do that and it becomes second nature to them to sort of say, oh, wow, I know an inventor. I've got a story of an inventor because today we're talking about innovation, maybe.
Right.
Let's use Elijah McCoy.
Right.
Then becomes at the tip of their tongue, they start to reference Black material, Black heroes, Black pioneers, innovators, you know, whereas before they would not have. It's not an automatic reflex because they never were taught it.
Right.
And so, yes, I think now, having been challenged through the international forum over what happened in the last 2 years, and also the community saying, hey, what are you doing? What are my kids learning?
Exactly.
And then getting that kind of pointed question means that they realize that Black history has a place.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used to help teach what Canada is all about and what they're supposed to reach in the school. So I think when they realize that, they embrace it.
You see, and you're as you're talking, like there's so many bells going off in my mind because it's one, we have to understand that this is a it's a work that we all need to do to be able to get this type of material into our schools because there's many levels to it. Because you said it's from like the order, so to speak, comes from the ministry down, right? So we need to start advocating on that level. But at the same time, we need to start also speaking to the teachers. And then at the same time, as parents, we also need to be, you know, coming into the schools and letting the teachers and the principals know we want this kind of, and the guidance counselors, like anybody who has access, you know,
you know, basically who has access to our children should know that, you know what, we want this kind of material. So from the top level down, because a lot of times parents ask, well, this is great, but what can I do? And I find this is a simpler solution, because I do have a whole collective of parents who just said, you know what, I'm just going to take my children out of school, and they started homeschooling and different things like this. But not everybody can do that. Not everybody has that freedom to say, you know what, I like whatever, I'm going to make the sacrifice and homeschool my children. This is the next best thing, is because if our children, we're paying for our kids to go to school anyways, right? We like they're in there. So why not make it a point that and you know, have that influence to say that we want to make sure that our children are learning, but, you know, about themselves.
But to tell you the truth, I think one of the problems that we have had in the past with the community is we can make initiatives in the school, but if we don't hold the feet to the fire,
mm-hmm. That's it.
What tends to happen is that accountability gets lost. People are just naturally go to what they're comfortable with, unless they know somebody is watching, checking, going to ask, and they can say, hey, well, yeah, I did it. I'm at this level. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But if they don't get that kind of reinforcement, mm-hmm. For a lot of them, especially, I'm not saying every teacher is the most creative thing out there. Mm-hmm. Creative teachers will fall in love with the kit over and like bingo. They see the kit like, wow, I can do this with that. And I can. Yeah. Other teachers need time.
Yeah.
How do I put this in my teaching style?
True.
How do I make this real for the kind of student that I'm working with?
Right.
They need time to integrate it.
Mm-hmm.
But they also need to know that they're accountable for it.
Mm. Well said. And I guess we could use this as a segue.
As soon as she said that part, I said, mm-hmm. Don't play with her.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and check and see, make sure y'all using these kits. I want to see how you've integrated what you got from me into your system. I need to see that.
So it's not just talking dust.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Because I want to know that you're not just taking this treasure and burying it.
Yeah, facts.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
That is absolutely well said, because I have to admit, Farrell, mm-hmm. I'm going to say this for the first time on air,
mm-hmm.
but when I go back, I send students, because I supervise students, I say, go into the schools, find out who's using the kit, mm-hmm. and then usually what they come back to me is, nobody knows where it is. It got buried.
You see?
The initial excitement mm-hmm. or the initial year they used it, because the kit can last 5, 6, 7 years, depending on how it's treated, easily.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going back 2, 3 years later to say, is it having an impact? How are you using it? What grade are you using it for?
Yeah.
And then they say, because schools, they had different secretaries, different vice principals, teachers change. Sometimes teachers get assigned to teach history or social studies, and they're the gym teacher. They don't know about history. It's like, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
The system itself doesn't play into or work to our advantage. This is where we need to hold their feet to the fire.
Okay.
And not necessarily in a negative way. Mm-hmm. Some of them are coming on board and they know zero.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they're going to learn the night before or the week before is just that little bit more than what the students are going to learn.
Right,
so they, mm-hmm. that's why I said it has to be an integration.
Wow.
Can work with them.
Yeah.
It don't have to be angry and come off mm-hmm. and all brass and everything about
No,
just work with them. Let them know you're still watching, see how it's going.
And, frame it like we're just here to help, as usual.
Absolutely.
We're here to help. You know, you have the refreshers that you already know what's up. But no, I think right now we're hitting it on the head. And so if we could just take just a couple of moments just to elaborate a little bit more on the actual kits, what come in the kits, the products and stuff like that, just so people know what to expect. And then we could talk about just the future and where we're going with this. So what are in the kits? If we could just visually unpack it for people, or audibly unpack it so that they could kind of get a picture in their mind of what.
Well, the kit has about, about 14 different items in it. That's why they're all in this box.
Mm-hmm.
So it includes a storybook, if
mm-hmm.
you will,
mm-hmm.
with 26 stories. Mm-hmm. Every letter of the alphabet mm-hmm. has a story of the Black Canadian narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that covers stories from BC all the way to Nova Scotia. It covers from the period of slavery all the way to the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty comprehensive stories. Each one has a hook. So by the time you finish it, you go, "Ooh, I never knew that."
Right. Nice.
it's like so, something that it's a twist almost. Okay, and right. It's like, "Whoa, nobody told me that." And then we have, it contains a teacher's guide, because again, the kit is designed to help the teachers teach it.
Exactly.
So includes games, so that, I call them games, but they're actually educational activities that they can use with the kit. Mm-hmm. So there are two decks of cards, and we do that because some classes have more than 26 kids.
Yep.
And also on occasion, they may find a card is missing or two. You know, one of the kids kind of like, "Oh, I like the letter F." And it's letter F is at home. So two decks of cards. And then we have, to help the teachers reintegrate the message, or to reinforce, to reinforce the message, we have crossword puzzles so they can photocopy and just let the kids do individual play. We have word search. Some kids love word search. So this is sometimes you're in a class, the kids are all noisy. You got one kid sitting in the corner. What can I do? You give them something to play with on an individual basis. And that's what these supplemental materials are in the kit.
Right.
We also have some material to help the teachers develop what I call anti-bias thinking and stereotypes. So if you think about our children and the way they're perceived by their peers, these tools, there's two in particular that are designed to break that bias. So they'll show that blacks just weren't porters or domestics. They were in a range of trades and careers and professions. The other stereotype is that blacks are just in Toronto and Montreal. And what you see in these, this particular supplement that we have called Location, it's a matchup, is that from C to C. And so the individuals are named, the events are named, and then you've got, they have to match it up with the province and the town. And again, you just keep doing that, and you're not beating the child over the head about, "Oh, you know, I'm breaking your stereotypes," but they're going to be able to counter that in their day-to-day life. They're out on the street, and they're going to play with those ideas in their heads. Already they know that blacks have peopled this country from sea to sea. We have a right to be here. This is our country. Yeah. We stand on the shoulders of the people before us. And some of those stories are in that kit. And kids, Asian, black, whites, they're all going to know that when they get the kit.
Guys, like this is an exciting thing. This type of tool. First of all, I thank you, because as a parent, even like I just feel if I was a, I guess I could consider myself an educator. I do homeschool still. The amount of thought that you put into the kit, and consideration for what we need as educators, it's something that's why it is. It's a shame. It's a shame it's not out in more places. And it's now is the time. Like now, and it's I find us as a community, we have a responsibility as well. Right? It's like you did the heavy lifting. You produced it. Like that was the hard part. Like it is having the tool. That's the thing. So now this is a tool. I think it's a disservice for the community to be like, "Okay, cool. Yeah, now just get it out." No. It's our, like, this is something, it should be a collective thing. Like, we all have children and we complain about it all the time. I hear it. I run the OFC, so I hear what the parents complain about. I see what's happening with our children, the fact that there's a disconnection from their history and culture, right? And it, like, now we have an opportunity because of this tool to start to curb that, to change that, to start showing them their worth, showing them their value, letting them, there's tons of things that's happening in society right now, even to not go too far off topic, but even the things that they're talking about in the States with the ball player Kyrie and bringing up that history, the Hebrews to Negroes and different things like that, it's showing it's a new day. People want to start knowing more about themselves, want to start deep diving more about that history. You know, so what this kid is doing, it is providing us the tools to be able to, you know, to be able to make that difference. So now, our next steps. So first off, how do people get in contact if we want to start getting the kits into the schools? How do people get in contact? And there's one more thing I want to make sure I don't forget. Oh, yeah, and just what's coming up after the fact. So, yes. All right. So this is how I do my interviews. Don't worry, Dr. Williams. I think out loud, and the listeners know that. So, So, okay. So first off, how do people get in contact with you? They want to get the kids into the schools. They're either a parent. And actually, would you say this is something solely for teachers? Or let's say I'm just a parent and I want this tool for my house. Would you say it's something that parents would, it's a value for them to invest in? Or is it something more for just for academias?
I like that word, invest.
Mm-hmm. It's an investment. It is.
It is an investment.
Yes.
It's not a $20 tool.
And it
but
should
it
be,
is. Yeah. It definitely is an investment mm-hmm. in your cultural and historical relevance mm-hmm. that you're trying to give to your family. And,
yeah.
and it's part of creating that sense of belonging here. Yeah. Yes, it could be definitely used by the individual household.
But, let's pause 1 second on this topic. Of investment because we get squeamish at times when we're talking to money. Now I know I've invested in courses where I've spent, well, one of the biggest course I've ever taken I think cost me $16,000, right? And that was our sales course. We did it for our whole team, and that was real bread we had to spend. I spent $4,000 on different different marketing programs. So there's money that we spent. Now, when we're talking about the history and the information and the tools, can you give, if you're comfortable with it, just sharing what the kits cost so people could have an idea?
The kit cost $500.
Wait, stop. So for $500, you get access to the entire, so that's everything? It's $500 once?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I have to make, because we spend real money on stuff that's not going to last 5-6 years. That's not going to curve the way our children think. Like I could tell you, I think I just spent $600 on a jacket. Just so we could give context. Okay, like so, guys. So when people are like, five. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
But the kit has actually been used in after school programs mm-hmm. and camps
mm-hmm.
where there's a significant, what they call a BIPOC population.
Right.
And so the teens who are usually the counselors or the animators are working with the kids. Again, it's for yes. them to come up to speed. And they play with the kids. The kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that it's a real motivator.
Right.
Because you get them to do their homework
yep.
so they can play with the kit. And they actually sit down and do their homework just so they can play with the cards.
I love that.
That's really cool. Mm, when I heard that, I was excited.
Right.
I had never ever experienced that or thought that it would ever be
yes.
that much of attraction mm. or a motivator.
Because I get excited about it as well because the fact that I am privileged in the sense that I do get to interact with a lot of children within the community through the homeschooling programs and different things that we have. And I know they want to know. They want to learn. We just don't have the tools. A lot of times, unfortunately, parents just put them in front of the computer, put them in front of different like programs, plus play, and walk away and hope that you're getting something from it. But now it's like with this tool, it's something where we actually have the resource that's necessary, and these children want it. They will absorb it. Yeah, I'm seeing it too. So it's something that, anyways, and now my mind's going in a bunch of different ways because I'm seeing like collectives of parents could come together and say, you know what, let's invest in a kit for our group of children, mm-hmm. right? Even if whatever be the case, amongst us, we could just share the kit amongst each other. Like, there's tons of different things. So, sorry. All right. I'm gonna digress. I'm not going to continue deep diving. But, okay. So we got the price for the kit. How do people get in contact with you?
Well, in partnership with OFC.
I was going to say, they can contact the OFC. We'll always make sure that anybody who's interested in the history, interested in finding out more about the culture, who want to purchase the products, we are obviously big advocates. So you can definitely get in contact with OFC and people know how to reach us. Yes.
And for individual buyers, people that want to buy a kit for their own enjoyment, interest, education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It can be purchased at the Afro Musée where nice. My exhibit is.
Amazing.
Well, the exhibit about me is.
Yes.
But I know that they have kits there mm-hmm. for people who want to walk off the street and just purchase. So
See?
That's another place that they could get.
And you hear how she just casually mentioned, oh yeah, where the exhibit about me is. in the museum. Yes, because I knew this. It wasn't a point of today's show, is why I didn't deep dive. But I'm glad you mentioned it, because yes, people can go to the Black Museum and find out all about Dr. Williams. Talk about your journey, how you got to where you're at, and what you're doing. I strongly recommend everybody to go check that out. I just wanted to plant the seeds for people out there. So if you're an educator, you're a parent, you're a teacher, right now what we have is a template just to make it easy for you guys. If you want to request that the kids be brought into your schools, you could get in contact with the Empower Hour, get in contact with the OFC. We could give you a template letter that you could just put your name on and send it to your teacher. Like, it's that simple. We're trying to make this as easy as possible. We know people do not have the time, but the power of this tool will impact your children's lives long term. And it's like, guys, it's our responsibility. Now that you guys have heard this, you could no longer pass the blame. It's really like, because now you know that at least you have something. We could start somewhere. Right, and this is it. This is if you want to figure out what the first step is, get access to the kit, get the kids into your children's schools, start asking the questions, and then it's our responsibility to do the follow ups, and that's that'll be our commitment on our side. Good. So now with that, party people, any final words from you?
No, well, thank you so much for coming in. We got so much great stuff, and I'm really looking forward to your audiobook. Because mm-hmm. Kaya says she's gonna be your manager.
Yeah. And I don't know why she's looking like that, because she's about to be filthy, stinking rich. Like, we plan and God laughs, but I'm telling you, I'm listening to your voice. Yeah. Everything you said, everything. I'm sitting there, I'm like, Come on here.
Yeah.
Yes, I love the kid. Mm-hmm. Kid is wonderful. Yes. And this audio book is going to be crazy. Because then I start thinking, we also going to have you read out some of the information from the cards.
Exactly.
For people for children who cannot read yet.
Exactly.
So, and who are going to be set there, so you could actually put it in and listen to her beautiful voice tell you these historical stories in a fun way for kids. Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
You're welcome, Dr. Williams.
Beautiful. We love you. You're amazing.
Thank you. What else shy. Is there to say?
Yeah.
We're going to be very acquainted. Don't be shy.
Yeah, that's it. Yo, your family. Yo, don't. Anyways, Dr. Moon, we go way back, and this is just the beginning. I, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for what you've done, what you've been doing, for the, just for continuing, like, it gets discouraging at times, working in this community, doing things for our people. It's a thankless job, I can tell you. I do it. And so I commend you, and I appreciate what you're doing. I'm just looking forward to seeing this kit all over the globe, because it's not just for Canada. So for our listeners are all over the world. This is for you too. And again, I just want to encourage you guys, just check out blackbiblio.com to find out more about William, Dr. Williams and the kits and stuff like that. And just keep doing what you're doing, Queen. Thank you.
Thank you, Farrell.
Saturday, the 26th of November at IRSA. Award-winning Nova Scotian funeral director turned songwriter Tara Spencer and explosive special guest Ben Kaplan are pairing up for one night only in Montreal to celebrate the release of their brand new joint album, Old News. Written by Tara and produced by Ben, this collection of songs is a tender and cheeky portrait of the art of saying goodbye, captured with live off-the-floor energy. Please join us at Montreal's beloved music venue, IRSA, located at 5589 Park Avenue at the corner of St. Viateur, on Saturday the 26th of November for this very special and intimate show. Doors are at 6:30 with delicious food and drinks available. Show is at 8 and tickets are $17. For tickets, links, and more information on this show and others, please visit us at ursamtl.com and on Facebook and Instagram at ursamtl, a CKUT co-presentation.
We've been drinking all night, now we getting freaky diggy, and I hate it when she tell me she gon' leave me, let me eat it again, I'm greedy. In the shower like Mimi, shoot a porno on the phone and hook it up to
you. Get my answering machine. Girl, leave me alone, cause you're nothing that I need. I won't answer the phone.
Yeah, we made a movie. She was a cutie. I remember how she used to make a gooey.
Yeah, I made a loopy. And she arguing, she arguing, she arguing.
Hey, deal broke, boy. Still can't believe I used to mess with you. Popping playing bees, cause I ain't playing to be stuck with you, man. I see you still kicking with them op chickens. I'm the only reason that your goofy self got women. All them girls wanna look like me. She most likely only mess with you just to spite me. Please don't get it twisted, I ain't tripping. I never put my faith in it. Boy, I'ma die independent. If you was wondering, yeah, boy, I'm still that chick. I had to block you, but you still gotta watch this. Cause who you know rockin' like me? No bra, tight tee, slick back ponytail, feeling like I'm Ice-T. You know I love you good, real hood when you wake up. You know that girl weak if she ain't messing up her makeup. Man, I can't believe I used to let you touch me. I'd rather be in jail before a broke boy cup. Ladies, love yourself cause it could get ugly. That's why get money and I don't give a fuck if that leave tonight because that don't run me. You better get on your knees and eat this right before I have another do it for me. Don't run me, I run.
Love me a chocolate, I go crazy. That deep brown skin looking like the baby. That type of nigga make me wanna have a baby. Maybe I settle down before I get to 80. Maybe not, you know, vanilla always hit the spot. Keep it a G, it ain't easy trying to get me hot. Red bundles like a cherry sitting on the top. I'm in the bay looking like bae. You thought I need a butter pecan weekend. Spanish Harlem, I might pop up on the weekend. House of Balloons, I say Poppy, play the weekend. I keep a cone in my hand till it's leaking. Ready to eat then, Dave from the East End. That caramel getting sticky, I be beasting. Need me a thick boss, we'll be feasting. A rosé flavor scoop in the heat then. Miami creeping.
On top of the world, me and my clique. Got it out the mud, now we all lit. It's how I feel to be rich, black and popping. Feelings I can hear the money calling. Yeah, me and my friends. Yeah, me and my twins. Yeah, me and my friends. Yeah. My friends, my gang. Who they think they playing with? Who in God's name? Hanging out the lamb, I drive a suicide thing. Who been smoking VG? You ain't doing high grade. No, I gotta make a good first impression. Go from the back, letting out all my aggression. Yeah. Plus amigo, got you acting reckless. Sex you with the lights on, still got on my necklace. Yeah. I brought some bottles and bottles for me and my friends. How many years LeBron done came in the Benz? Don't count my pockets, just know that I'm getting my ends. I might spend it all on my friends. On top of the world, me and my clique. Got it out the mud, now we all lit. This how I feel to be rich, black and popping. The feelings I can hear the money calling. Yeah, me and my friends. Me and my twin. Me and my friends.
Look good like right on. Get your own salon, your hair done when you want from now on. Tell the police I don't do nothing, I've been selling these songs. Ain't put no cap inside my rap, ain't too much leaning on. My little young and really sly, he listen to shite all day. Everybody in a supercharge, I know we getting away. She want me to come inside of who I stand on face. I don't like to go too many places, I rent then A. Get a hotel for a year straight, ain't no pull up where I stay. I know who set this up. Damn, you know that shit. You know I'm a blast back. You know I'm way past that. So why you acting like it's something that it wasn't? She know how to make me mad. I swear this push every button. I know how to run up cash. I swear I'm getting hella money. Real spill. Slide my Rolls Royce through the hood. That look good like right on. Get your own salon. Your hair done when you want from now on. Tell the police I don't do nothing. I've been selling these songs. Ain't put no cap inside my rap. Ain't too much leaning on. Slide my Rolls Royce through the hood. That look good like right on. Get your own salon. Your hair done when you want from now on. Police, I don't do nothing, I've been selling these songs. Ain't put no cap inside my
You thought I was feeling you? No. That the munch,
eater, he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want, like, you thought I was feeling you?
No, I was feeling you.
That a munch. The eater, he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want, like.
Killing it on the ones and twos.
You thought I was feeling you? That a munch. The eater, he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want, like. You thought I was feeling you?
No, I was feeling you.
That a munch. The eater, he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want, like. Stay mad, let's keep it a beam. Wanna be mad, I'll be on the scene. Two star, can't fit in a jean. Use my stitch, but it's not what it seems. I got that ready, I'm keeping it clean. Going, that's holding a beam. Saying you love me, but what do you mean? Pretty ass f***ing me like that I'm. You thought I was feeling you? That a munch. The eater, he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want, like. You thought I was feeling you?
No, I was feeling you.
That a munch. The eater, he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want, like. Stay mad, let's keep it a beam. Know to be mad, I be on the scene. Too fat, can't fit in a jean. Use my stitch, but it's not what it seems. I got that ready, I'm keeping it clean. Doing that's holding a beam. Saying you love me, but what do you mean? Pretty ass f***ing me like that I'm. You thought I was feeling you? That's a munch. The eater, he ate it for lunch. My body, I get what I want, like. You thought I was feeling you?
No, I was feeling you.
That's a munch.
You know what time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
Yo, this is Kaya's Jambalaya, and I am always trying to bring it to y'all hot. So let me tell y'all what is going on. We're going to have to actually speed through some of this stuff. So, because last week we had a very, very special segment with MC Solo. And we needed to dedicate
Marie that. Dominique and Delice.
Yes. Yes, and we needed to dedicate those segments to those people. Because if you listen to last week's show, the authenticity of it was just, it was beautiful. It was amazing. So we're behind a little on the news.